all both far and near, pray listen to my moan. I wronged my love, my only dear, the like was never known. I proved indeed her fatal fall by my disloyalty, for which I fear in time I shall a sad example be. Love, thou art sleeping in the grave, and I am left behind. No peace or comfort can I have but a tormented mind. The heart within my breast does bleed, no pleasure can I see. Ere thou hadst done that bloody deed, would I had died for thee. What protestations did I make that I did thee adore? Yet did at last my love forsake, and this torments me sore. Sad torments do I undergo for my disloyalty. The eyes of mine like fountains flow, would I had died for thee. The gold chain of love I broke, and did my promise slight, so that at length a fatal streak did prove thy ruin quite. When at the point of sad despair thou wroughtst this tragedy, my soul is stilled with grief and care, would I had died for thee. After a tedious long delay we did together meet, and pitched upon our wedding day our blessings to complete. She waited long, yet all in vain, then with a sigh said she, "True love is a tormenting pain, no man so false as he." I seemed unconcerned then, though I her heart betrayed, and never came anear her when this piteous moan she made. But now, my dearest, thou art dead, and I no comfort see. All joy and peace is from me fled, would I had died for thee. I with the world could freely part to be released from thrall. Now I alone do feel the smart, for thou art past it all. While I in storms of grief and woe feel endless misery, this grief I cannot undergo, would I had died for thee. Whene'er I wander all alone, methinks her voice I hear, and sometimes with a dying groan which kills my heart with fear. Then do I start and turn away as frighted woefully, and in that passion sighing say, would I had died for thee. When I her bleeding ghost behold, wrapped in a winding sheet, and on her head a crown of gold with voice exceeding sweet, "Dear Thomas, Thomas, most unkind, why do you stay?" said she. "Why do you tarry thus behind? Make haste and follow me." Thus am I in distraction hurled, denied of quiet rest, and though I hide it from the world my very soul's oppressed. I'd fair surrender up my breath to give me ease, said he, for life is worse to me than death. Woe.